Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. We'll meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Hello, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about the value of value stocks, the value of value stocks. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. We're actually on iTunes. I've had some people come up to me and said, oh, I can't believe you're on iTunes. So we're on iTunes. Just punch in It's All About Retirement. Don't spell the word it's. It's IT apostrophe S. It's All About Retirement. Actually, you could just throw it in just the way you see it. And you'll see us out there. Our number in our office is 631-393-28. And the important thing is to know that we're available if you need it. So,
also, our website is longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And our email is info@craigjamesfinancial.com. That's our general email. So if there's a topic that you want to hear more about, or if we bring up something that you have additional questions on, feel free to email us or give our office a call. Again, that number is 631-393-2888. So again, today we're talking about the value of value stocks. And when we were thinking of this topic, Craig actually mentioned it on Monday. He's on every Monday with Jay Oliver's morning show, and they do an economic update.
At 6:50 in the morning,
and
yes,
he forecasts, you know, this is what we're going to talk about this week. And basically, we're going to go through three things, and we don't want to get too complex with the topic because some people are listening and they don't may not even know what a value stock is. So first, we'll talk about what a value stock is. Next, we're going to talk about, you know, why or how may they fit into someone's portfolio. And then lastly, why is this something we're talking about now? Why is this so relevant to our current economic environment?
Jenna, we have some disclosures for you to read, maybe not this second, but can I give everybody, our listeners, a value idea, not just a value stock? We'll talk about value stocks in a minute. A value idea. You have until April 18th to put some money into an individual retirement account. For 2015, that's last year, you have still have some time. The value proposition is that you can invest that money in anything, you know, basically, and have all the gains, dividends, anything, distributions that may come from that investment. And you may not get taxed on it until you take the money out, which could be as late as 70 and a half. That's a value idea. We like value ideas. Or you could put some money in for 2015 in something called a Roth IRA. That's a value idea. That means you had all your short-term gains, long-term gains, interest, dividends, and anything else that this investment can generate will come to you at any time after the age of 59 and a half, completely tax-free.
We can talk about what to invest in all day long.
This
That's
is
the
that
exciting
time of year.
Stuff.
Yeah, the exciting stuff.
Like what to invest in, everyone wants to know. Like today we're talking about value stocks. But if you don't know the structure of where to invest that money and what type of account or what title of account, then what you're putting in really doesn't matter. So you really have to get the structure right first before you take that $5,500 or $6,500 that you're depositing in an account. And then figuring out what to invest it in. First, what account do I put it in that's most tax efficient possibly, or what's best for my children's education? Then, after you figure out where to put the money, the next conversation is how to invest that money.
Excellent. You know, so let's talk about value stocks. We hear about stocks. Of course, we're talking about common stocks. Common stocks means that you can invest in a company. And the company, you know, if you believe in the future and growth of the company may go up or may go down, depending on what the future of that company is. We like to believe that we're investing in companies so that they go up. And so what a value stock is, something that tends to trade at a lower price relative to its own fundamentals, meaning what it makes, dividends, earnings, and considered undervalued compared to the rest of the market. So that's the definition of a value stock. Again, all stocks, there's no promise to pay. Most stocks are, you know, they do fluctuate. Very few go to zero, so it's not that terrible a thing. But the company in a common stock has no obligation to pay the investors back. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrentino, president of Craig James Financial Services. And I'm with Jenna Hudson, also vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services. Our office is at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And we're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. So today we're talking about what's the value of value stocks or the value of value stocks. And we just gave a definition. A value stock is something that's a stock that's priced or compared to what it does is lower than the general overall market or the average of the overall market.
And then when we were talking more about value stocks, we were talking about it before we got on air, and Craig told me that actually Benjamin Graham was credited for creating the field of value investing. And he said that Benjamin Graham was the one who laid out, it was called a defensive investor. So in markets that are technically up and down or volatile, or you may be worried about the value of your assets, we're going to keep using that word today. His classic book, I think it was in 1949, it was called The Intelligent Investor, laid out this value investing approach. And before we go any further, Craig, I have to do the boring part of, I just want to read a quick disclosure. This show is not intended
just
to provide
one.
Specific legal,
okay,
tax, investment, sure, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation.
We're professional.
This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. That's why you have to sit with your financial advisor to figure out what particular security is right for you. The information is obtained from sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
Completeness are not guaranteed. Right. You read that pretty fast. That's very good. That's illegal. Anything else?
That's it for right now.
That's the only disclosures? Okay, good. All right. So they used to say funny things like the information contained herein, H-E-R-E-I-N, mm-hmm, which is, I thought, a good legal term, not good English, but a good legal term. Nonetheless, we're talking today about value stocks, why they need to be in your portfolio. We want to say that these are things that, the reason why we have this as a general topic is because value stocks tend to have a lower risk relative to the overall market, a lower risk relative to the overall market, meaning that the market may be going up and down, but the value stocks tend not to go down as much, and in a very crazy growth market, they do go up, but they tend not to go up relative to the market. And so it's I compare it to being on a cruise ship versus a 20-foot Boston Whaler in the ocean. You know, so the cruise ship, obviously, you're still going to feel some waves, but certainly not as much as being on a 20-foot Boston Whaler with nice big engines on the back. You'll have a much smoother ride, and they tend to make money over a longer periods of time, the value investing. So value and value stocks is something that every portfolio should have a percentage of, because it's helping us. Now, some people have come out this year in the last few weeks and said that this is the year of value investing. This is the year, time to look at some of these companies and see, you know, what the value is in it for you, so that you could have risk. You know, it's also a presidential election year, and things, as you could tell, on particularly on the Republican side, but also on the Democrat side, there's more volatility. There's a lot of uncertainty as to what the future is going to look like. And people are not sure. On the Republican side, they have a candidate that's never been a candidate before. And on the Democratic side, they have, somebody who's been a senator. Both have been senators. But one's coming in from with a whole different approach to the economy and the world and the markets. And so between the two, you're getting a lot of uncertainty. And I think that's being reflected in the primary results. And in the markets, we're getting a lot of uncertainty because we don't know what the future is. And so value stocks are the place to be as to when you're worried about the markets. And so they're saying, and this is Barron's and a couple other, Forbes had something just last week, and I thought it would be, you know, we could devote a show to what value investing is and why it's important to your portfolio, because, you know, they're throwing out these titles. Not everybody knows what it is. And this is an important way to do it. So as we're coming up to the halftime break, we're going to talk about, after the break, we're going to talk about some of the characteristics of a value stock, like how would you know that you have a value stock? And also some, we're going to mention some in particular and maybe a couple of strategies that take advantage of this value type play, which is very, very important. Again, lower risk relative to the market. These are equities that are lower risk relative to the market. And it's something that if you're worried about the volatility of the market, might be a good place to be for a percentage of your assets. Anyway, we're going to come back after the break and we'll break that out for you.
Retirement with your host, president of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
Hello, welcome back. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about the value of value stocks. What is a value stock? Why are they? Why is so much media attention has been in there lately? And in case you're just tuning in, president of Craig James Financial Services, also a certified wealth strategist. Our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's by the way, Route 110. It's a fancy name for 110. At Route 110 in Melville, our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And we're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. You know, anything that we talk about today, I'm just talking about what it is. I'm trying to give some education out there. This is not a offer for you to buy or sell anything, or but it is an offer to open up a discussion and start a conversation.
Is something like this right for you? Is it something that could fit in your portfolio?
We don't know. We just want to just talk about it. Everybody's, you know, this is not an individual recommendation to anybody. We just want to make that very clear. That being said, we do want to talk about it from an education standpoint, because that's a lot what we do at Craig James Financial Services. And if you want to continue the conversation about value stocks and if it fits into your portfolio, you do want to give her off as a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. If you're new to buying stocks directly, that's important. You want to give us a call, because this is a value stocks is a great place to start, because again, they have risk relative to the market, lower risk relative to the market, and tend to pay dividends. So let's talk about characteristics of value stocks. Like, Craig, why would I buy one of these? You know, what's up? Well, the common characteristics of value stocks are this. They offer a high dividend yield, meaning that you can get an equity that's going to pay you every quarter, send a check either to your home or to wherever, or keep it in the account, but it will cut a check every 3 months. And some of them have consistently paid for many years these dividends. In addition to that, we actually have a smaller list of companies that have increased their dividend. Listen to this. If you got to hear this, you got to pull over and just listen to this for 1 second. What I want you to hear is something that if you're the right investor, this may attract you. There's a list of people who've increased their dividend. That means given more to the shareholders every year for greater than 25 years. Even in the bad times in 2007, 2008, they went on a limb and actually increased their dividend. And that's pretty impressive, because that means that their business is very solid. At least it appears that their business is very solid. And it appears that they have a lot of excess cash on hand. So that's a very unique group of value stocks of people who have increased their dividend, what they pay to their investors for holding their stock. They've increased the income year after year, every year, by at least a penny a share. So very, very impressive group of companies that fit that parameter. So so that's what a value stock is, one that offers a high dividend yield. The other characteristic of a value stock, and I just don't want to go into too much math, But it's a company that has a low price to earnings ratio. They call that PE, and a low price to book ratio, and or a low price to book. Let's the easier first half of that. Price to earnings, PE is a gauge. I don't know if $100 stock could be cheap. $100 stock could be expensive. You don't really know, because just because it's $100 doesn't really mean anything. It's what the price of the stock is relative to what it earns or what it makes as a company. And a PE of 10, that means it's trading at 10 times what it makes. That's a very cheap stock. A PE of 60 or 80 could be a very expensive stock, but also could be a growth stock. So these value stocks are ones that trade lower than the relative PE of the market, which I think is 21 right now, a price to earnings ratio of 21, 22. So something that's trading at 10 to 15 times its earnings is what we consider a value stock or lower.
Now, if you're just tuning in, again, this is Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services. You're listening to Craig, and he's talking about value stocks today. Our show is It's All About Retirement. We're on 10 a.m. every Saturday. You can also call our office, 631-393-2888, or visit us at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And Craig, as you're talking, you're making a lot of great points and things that I know if I was a listener, I'd be writing down value stocks. I'd be writing down dividend. I'd be writing down price earnings ratio. But then I'm going to go on, have my lunch, run my errands. I'm going to go back to that piece of paper where I wrote these things down earlier, and I'm not going to remember why that was important or how that could fit into my situation. So we're not telling you to take all of these notes today and then go on Yahoo Finance or go on Google and try to figure out how to do this on your own. It's something that if you're not educated in this topic, we want to give you some good pieces of information, but then you want to give our office a call to say, Jenna, I heard Craig on the radio. You know, I heard about these value stocks. I'm interested in learning more. Can I set up a consultation? And that's really the next step in all of this, is saying, is this going to benefit me? Is this something I should be looking at? The world isn't all just about, let's say, your deferred compensation plan at work or your 401k at work. There's so many other investment tools that people aren't taking advantage of or don't realize that they can use. They walk into a bank, they open up maybe a CD or an IRA, but they don't really know what they're invested in. And if you can't tell me right now, as you're listening, exactly what you're invested in, then maybe this is a call you should be making to take action today to figure out, are value stocks right for me? Maybe I do need dividends. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're in an account where you're being taxed so much. Maybe you just did your tax return and you made all this money, which is great. But maybe there would have been a way to not pay as much taxes on it. And that's the value that we can offer by coming into the office. Again, you just give our office a call. We'll be in all day on Saturday. It's 631-393-2888. And as Craig keeps talking and you're taking these notes, just keep in mind, write down the number, because when you go back to those notes later, like I said, you may not remember exactly why you took all those notes down.
That's good. That's very good, Jenna. I truly appreciate that, because sometimes I talk and I want to make sure that I'm speaking to all the listeners and that they could understand. I know I probably lost some people when we talked about low price
earnings. Price to book.
Okay, so those are value stocks that are very, very important for everybody. Now, I want to give you a contrast. The reason why these articles have been popping up lately in the first 3 months of the year here is that last year and maybe the last 2 years are dominated by what they call the FANG stocks. FANGs, like, you know, like FANGs for Halloween, you'd buy those. So the F is Facebook, A is Amazon, N is Netflix, G is Google, and Those stocks have had some great, great growth over the last 2 years, particularly the last year. And so a lot of these commentators, a lot of these pundits are saying, you know, this may not be the year for the FANG stocks. It might be a year for the value stocks, things that haven't risen as much over the last few years. And this is a great opportunity. So again, you want to buy low and sell high if you can. And that's one of the basics of investing. So value stocks, the value of value stocks, they do fit in people's portfolios. And this is a good way if you're looking for a steady, predictable income, and to be in, and have some growth in the market. It's a great way to invest. It's important that we grow our assets because, you know, we don't know what the future of inflation is. It's been in check the last few years, but we want to make sure that we're outpacing inflation so that we're using less of our principal to live on, and we're actually using, we're able to derive an income along with the growth from our investments. So value stocks are so far outpacing the growth stocks year to date, and the question is whether it'll last. But even if it doesn't last, it's still a great market to be in because, as I said in the first half, that your risk to your portfolio is actually lower than the overall market. So you're starting to see that they're fundamentally cheaper than the rest of the market. And so it's a great, great way to balance out your portfolio so that you can have the retirement and the desired income that you've always wanted for the rest of your lives. And so I can't tell you how many times that we get some people towards the end of their life, we're starting to piece their assets together. And people are buying companies like in 1955, 1960, and they've split. And we actually get the physical shares. We bring them in. We try and tender them and do our best to rename them. And I was like, good thing that grandma bought these companies, you know, for so long, because she was able to live on that and support her children and grandchildren on a lot of the choices that they made. And the ones that we look at the most are the value stocks, because they were maybe their value stocks back then in the 60s or 70s. And they've done very, very well for both the owner of the equities, but also for the children of the owner and the grandchildren of the owner, because they're still paying dividends. They're still doing a very good job. And so it's a great way to put, you know, to get started in the markets and to take a look at some of these investments. So we talked about a lot, and if this is something that's important to you, the value investing, what's the value of value investing, you need to give our office a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. It's been so great joining you today. This is Craig Ferrantino, President of Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services. And remember, it's all about retirement.